101.3. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday. Maybe it's Monday morning, 7 o'clock. You're like me right now. You're on your way into work. I'm on my way into the radio station, at least Lord willing. I certainly hope that I am. I'm pre-recording this as I'm pre-recording the intro to this program from a sermon I just preached just last weekend at Island Community Church. This is part 3 or 4 now of this opening sermon. This is a new series we just started at the church. It's 2 weekends ago now, and that is a verse-by-verse study in Galatians. We're going to come across one of the greatest declarations and the most important truth there is today, and that is that Jesus Christ, Paul wrote, gave himself for our sins. Stop for a minute and get your mind around that this morning. I'm here to help you a little bit. We're going to meditate on that one and a couple other verses right here this morning on WGOD Radio. If you'd like a copy of this whole sermon, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll either email you the link or mail you the disc. My website's wgodradio.com. You can go there and check it out. The Facebook page where these sermons are uploaded as soon as they're preached is WGOD Radio. So that's some of the stuff here for this ministry. Here it is Monday now. We're going to spend all week in Galatians. This is part 3 from the first sermon I preached here a week ago on Sunday morning. And this is an intro to the book of Galatians.
Verse 4, speaking of Christ, who gave himself for our sins. Somebody had to. Do you hear me, church? Somebody had to. Jesus, it says, he gave himself for your sins. Be it you or a supernatural substitute, someone has to give themselves for their sins. Somebody does. The only way to be rescued and delivered is to have our sins atoned for. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. Now, the rest of the verse gives us the reason why. So that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Somebody had to die. Be it you or an acceptable sacrifice. A price had to be paid for your sins. Because the wages of sin is death. Let's see, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible said God clothed them with animal skins. Someone, an innocent bystander, someone had to die. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. So the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. That is, he gave himself as an offering for our sins. For the purpose of delivering us from this present evil age and redeeming us and reconciling us back to God. Notice next in the verse, we see this was God's plan all along. It says, according to the will of our God and Father. So did you notice was God's plan all along? 1 Peter 1:18 sums up everything we've just looked at. It says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but he was manifest in these last days for you, who through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Amen? Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was born to die. And he did it all because he loves you. That's the reason. God loves you. Romans 5 and 8, it says, God demonstrates his own love toward you in that while you were still sinners, that is on your worst day, while you were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. This was God's plan all along. You know, church, how much more good news can you take in one morning? Something's got to give, right? Let's praise him a little bit. Look at everything that God's done for you today. He gave himself for your sins. That's good news on this Sunday morning. The wages of sin is death. I'm here to tell you someone died in your place today. Take a moment here on this Sunday morning and give praise to the man in the glory for dying in your place and taking your punishment instead of you. He died instead of you. And there's 7.3 billion people in this world. And it's the 0.3 are the only ones that believe the message. The 7 billion don't. Is your name in the book this morning? If it is, I say, rejoice. Give God some praise this morning. Paul does. To whom be the glory? Forever and ever. And that's his only praise here in this letter here is verse 5, Galatians 1, 5. All this stuff makes him praise God too. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now starting in verse 6, Paul can't hold back any longer. Have you ever talked to someone who had something to say to you but started with a little small talk first? Then they lit into you. You know what I mean? Maybe your dad. Oh man, my dad would like hold in for like 37 years. He would like hold everything in. And then like once every 37 years, wham, he'd hit you with things you did back when you were 9. Here I am, 45 years old. And like, Dad, that was 9 presidents ago. Hello, greetings, how are you? You know, back when the... Whoa. And even Paul hears, he's got no praise for them. He sticks in a couple of line praise of his Savior. And to whom be the glory and forever. Amen. I marvel. Now he's going to get right at him here. He gives us a little bit of great theology. And on verse 6, he starts with this words, I marvel. We're in Galatians 1, 6. He said, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Now remember what I said in the introduction. The problem with the church of Galatia is that they were trying to add things to salvation by grace alone, through faith alone. This is what Scofield has in his Scofield Study Bible. The test of the gospel is grace. If the message excludes grace, or if it mingles law with grace as a means of justification, that means as a means of getting right with God. If the message mingles law with grace, it is another gospel. No works can save you or justifies you. And this notion, again, as we're about to see in this letter, upsets Paul big time. Adding anything to faith alone is a different gospel. Look at this verse here. Look, Acts chapter 10. You want to turn there with me? Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Peter preaching. Peter says this. It says, to him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him, all right, that's faith, right? Through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And those of the circumcision, that is the Jews that were with him, who believed, they were astonished, as many as came with him, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. You see, the gospel message is you and I are saved by faith, and faith alone. Baptism doesn't save you. Confession of sin doesn't save you. Being circumcised doesn't save you. Giving money to the church does not and will not save you. The only thing that saves you is what you saw right here. Whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. You can receive Jesus Christ and have all your sins obliterated without burning one calorie. You don't need to burn a calorie to be saved. You call on the name of the Lord to be saved. No works. No works. These groups were, they're adding works to it. Well, yeah, you got to believe, but. And they do it today. This whole bunch of, the biggest groups today are those with this draw that try to get you to live like a Jew. And that's contrary to the word of God. I mean, you can live like whoever you want. Just don't change the gospel. I am received. I am forgiven. I am saved by the grace of God. That is, I haven't earned it and I don't have it coming to me. And by my faith. I believe. That's what you're saved by. The gospel message is you and I are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the Son of God and him alone. Any other gospel is a different gospel, as Paul called it, and ultimately a false gospel.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.